A year ago, gunshots rang in a Tucson shopping center, but yesterday those shots were replaced by the sound of bells. People in Tucson, Arizona rang small handheld bells yesterday morning at exactly 11 minutes past 10 to commemorate the moment when a lone gunman went on a shooting rampage in the parking lot of a local Safeway. In 2011, 23-year-old Jared Luffner opened fire on the crowd, killed six people, and wounded a dozen others, including Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. After a year of miraculous recovery, it was Giffords herself who led the commemoration, a tragic event that she actually has no memory of. She stepped onto the stage at the University of Arizona just after sunset with her husband, Mark Kelly.
I'd like to invite Congresswoman Giffords to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Welcome home, Congresswoman.
Joining us now from Tucson, Buzz Conover, a reporter at KUAT Public Radio. Good morning, Buzz.
Good morning.
So, obviously, Gabrielle Giffords was received very enthusiastically, and that seems to be the case throughout the entire day of commemoration. How did she look? How did she do?
She did quite well, actually. Everybody knew what to expect. We'd seen her on TV, of course, right before the holidays, doing the interview on ABC. But she did pretty well. She was able to walk across the stage. She got a little help from her husband and some of her aides. When she gave the pledge, she had to lift her right arm up and hold it there with her left arm. But she did pretty well. Her voice was a little quiet, but you could definitely hear her, and her voice got stronger as she went through the pledge. And throughout the evening, she sat on the stage and looked to be having actually a pretty good time at times.
You know, the mayor of Tucson said yesterday that he feels the city has been changed irrevocably, that it will never be the same again. And you spoke with people at the event. Do they agree? And how has it changed?
I think most people do agree. And when it comes to how it's changed, January 8th has become one of those days, at least in Tucson, all you have to say is January 8th, and everybody knows what you're talking about. And people are very, very aware of it. We hear a lot of foundations being started up to deal with more civility. And I don't know if that'll translate nationally, but certainly locally, people are very aware of it. Lots of foundations and things like that.
All right. So how does people speak about this event now? I mean, we've kind of checked back in with the people of Tucson over the course of a year, obviously going through various stages of disbelief and grief. But now that it's been a year, that they've had time to chew over it, have they come to kind of different conclusions about what it means for the city of Tucson?
It's interesting. Everybody is still dealing with it in their own way. As to the beliefs early on, you know, there was a lot of politics tied to it. Since then, that has moved on, and you don't hear the politics tied to it. One of the things you hear is a call for more mental health treatment. 600 people in Tucson now, as a result of the shooting, have taken a course in mental health first aid, what some people have considered the CPR for mental health, to try and help people who are in crisis, because so much of the shooting is linked to mental health issues.
Let's take a listen to Aaron Buchanan. This is somebody who actually came to commemorate the day by putting some flowers at the Safeway parking lot.
We just came out on this, you know, one-year anniversary to remember and celebrate, you know, what did come out of this and to see the memorial that Safeway's put up. And we've been waiting a long time for it, and we're very excited to see it. So.
And were you here that day, or do you know anybody?
We were indirectly affected. We have family here in town and close family and friends that work at Safeway, and so it hit our family pretty close to home.
That seems to be a pretty common response that in this city, the city of Tucson, which is not small, it's not huge, but it's not small, everyone feels as though it affected them personally.
Exactly. It's not New York or Boston. It's about a million people in the metro area. And everybody does really feel like it affected them personally. We talked to people last week coming into the anniversary who were moved a year ago to act, to go to the funerals and things like that, who had no connection to any of the victims, didn't even necessarily live near the Safeway. but still were affected enough emotionally by the incident to go to the funerals, to leave cards and flowers and candles at memorials a year ago and now, even though they didn't know anybody.
Well, let me ask you, we're speaking with Buzz Conover of KUAT Public Radio. Let me ask you, Buzz, what happens with Gabrielle Giffords, with her career? Any idea on whether or not she'll run for re-election, or, as many people suggested, will her husband run for her?
Her political future is kind of the million-dollar question. She doesn't officially have to decide until May. That's when the paperwork has to be filed. But we're expecting a decision. We're hearing now rumbles within the next few weeks. There are no hints which way she will run. I'll tell you, I've looked at her campaign finance reports for the last year, and she's got plenty of money. Her supporters have made sure that if she does decide to run, the money will be there. As for Mark running, he doesn't seem to be interested in that right now. And there are questions whether he would be accepted locally, you know, within Tucson as a resident and as enough so to be a successful candidate. After the shooting, it was assumed that if she could run, it was a slam dunk, no problem, she would be reelected. That's backed off a little bit, and now you're hearing, and it's very subtle, that she would be a very formidable candidate.
In this previously or historically kind of conservative district, Buzz Conover, reporter at KUAT Public Radio. Buzz, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Talking about the commemoration yesterday, 1 year since the shooting in Tucson, Arizona, Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords was wounded and led the commemoration events herself. Thank you.